T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Joining us now on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline, day before the U.S. Open 2019 from Pebble Beach in California. We're just watching some practicing going on, and the weather looks bad, Jace. I don't know. Maybe it's just on TV. It looks kind of cloudy, foggy. What's it looking like there today?
I'm telling you, the last 2 days were the most spectacular days you could ever imagine, especially here at Pebble Beach. Sunny, warm, inviting. And it all changed. It's all getting ready for a major now. Mother Nature knows how to turn it on around here. And there's a thick layer of marine layer of fog around this golf course right now. It's cooler. The wind's starting to kick up a little bit. And I think we are going to have the similar temperatures over the next 4 days. So we can expect some cooler temperatures and a little more harder conditions coming up.
So you think that'll be one of the storylines over the weekend, the weather? Because a lot of times, you know, the course becomes a story, how it's, you know, how long the roughs are, or how is the course too easy? Are the players scoring, you know, too well? You think the weather will be the overriding commentary this weekend?
I don't know if it's overriding, but it'll definitely be part of the story. I think that whenever it's chilly like this, all of a sudden the ball doesn't fly as far. The wind picks up a little bit, and it's taking balls where you can have a ball that's aimed dead at the green, and if the wind blows it a little bit left, all of a sudden you're going from a birdie to a bogey pretty quickly, even though you hit a good shot. So it can definitely have a major impact. And as I'm looking at it right now, and I'm looking out towards the course as we speak, I really think that this is going to bring in the gritty players, the tough guys, the guys that, and I'm not just talking about guys who look good in a size medium shirt and, you know, work out at the gym a lot. I'm saying the guys who are able to go out there and play in adverse conditions and play their best golf when things are getting tougher out there.
Now, this is an iconic course. Obviously, it's one of the great courses in this country. How is it playing? How are the conditions?
I think it's going to be a little bit easier this week, weather let alone there. But I think that at less than 7,100 yards, of course, playing 7,075 yards, it's basically a pitch and putt for these guys. I mean, this is going to be irons off the tee for the big boys, and still many wedges or short irons into the green. So I think it's going to be a little bit easier. And as we know, the USGA likes to get nasty. The USGA likes to firm up those greens and have them as the biggest defense of a U.S. Open golf course. Well, there's been a little revolt from the players over the years. The players tend to think it's unfair when the greens get a little too baked out. It happened again at Shinnecock last year after the USGA promised that it wouldn't. And what we've seen now is that executive director of the USGA, Mike Davis, has stepped down from his role as course setup manager. And instead, John Bodenhamer has taken over that position. And I just can't imagine that he's going to go out there and try to be public enemy number one in his first tournament on the job. I would think that he's going to kind of ease into the role, err on the side of caution, and I really don't expect them to get these greens rolling so fast at Pebble Beach that you can't hold any of them with a wedge shot into the greens.
We're talking with Jason Sobel of the Action Network. Jason, obviously, you've got Brooks Koepka looking to win 3 in a row. Not many guys have even won 2 in a row. The only person to ever win 3 in a row, Willie Anderson, 1903, 1904, 1905, one of my all-time favorite golfers, of course. I never heard of him. I don't know. He might have been playing with, rocks and leaves. I don't know what he's playing with. But anyway, so obviously it's not happened in 100 years. How good a chance do you think he has of being the first one to do it since 100 years ago plus?
Yeah, I mean, Brooks yesterday was just gushing about Willie Anderson, one of his all-time favorites. No, I'm kidding. He had no clue who he was.
Yeah.
Look, you can't get it, put it past him. I think that Brooks Koepka is a guy who's shown over the last few years that if you keep doubting him, he's just going to keep winning major championships. And so there's no reason to doubt him anymore. He loves playing with a chip on his shoulder. He loves when everybody else is either rooting against him or saying he can't do something. There's a promo from Fox this week. In fact, there were 4 promos from Fox this week. Koepka was featured in three of them and not shown in one. The one is the one that he saw, and he said someone should have been fired for not including him in there, but he's going to use that as fuel and motivation. He said that sometimes he manufactures the motivation just for his own benefit, just so he can be mad at something and go out there and play better golf. And look, it works for him. I don't know if it would work for everybody out there, but it certainly works for Koepka. And whatever he's doing right now is the right way to do it. So, I think that he absolutely has a chance. He's one of the best ball strikers in the world. He's shown that he can do it. The only thing that gets to me is it's a law of averages. At some point, he's going to stop winning major championships. And we have so many other really good players in the field this week that you would think someone at some point is going to start beating Brooks at these U.S. Opens here.
Jason, Brooks was on a podcast somewhat recently, and you know, he said that he sometimes gets bored by the 12th to 4th. You think was he just kidding around, or do you think he actually gets bored in the middle of an event?
Yeah, no, I think that certainly happens at non-major championships for him. He's not a big golf guy. I mean, there are guys who out on tour who go on golf vacations with buddies when they're not playing in tournaments, and they love the game, and they love being on the course and strategizing their way around. And he is not one of them. He is a guy who, when he goes home, he wants to get away from golf. He wants to put the clubs away. And so, yeah, and I think that's part of the reason why people haven't gravitated towards him. People want a guy who loves golf, who looks like he's having a great time out there, who looks like, you'd be jealous of him because he's playing golf every day for a living and making a lot of money doing it. And Brooks almost looks like he'd rather be doing anything else. And it's just not sort of the look that I think a lot of people would expect from a guy who's one of the best players in the world.
Now, they say this course is great for players who are excellent with their irons, and obviously Tiger Woods is great with his irons, one of the best iron strikers we've seen of all time. Do you think Tiger will be in contention this week?
I do. I think he'll play well. I mean, I say that he'll be somewhere in between the Tiger who won the Masters and the Tiger who missed the cut at the PGA Championship. So that's painting with a pretty broad brush there. But I do believe he'll be much better than he was a month ago at the PGA. I think he's better prepared. I think it was a good course for him. I asked him yesterday if there was anything he could take from that historic 15-shot win back in 2000. I thought he would say, nah, that was a long time ago. I'm a different person, different player. The course has changed. No way. Instead, he surprised me. He said, yeah. He said, I took some great angles throughout that entire week. When I missed in the right places. And I think part of that is he understands that you don't need to be perfect around here. I think we all look back at Tiger that week and think of the most dominant performance in major championship history, and we say, man, he was flawless. He wasn't. He made six bogeys and a triple that week and was still able to win by 15. So I think he understands better than anybody else that you can make mistakes on this golf course in this championship and still be just fine at the end of it.
Tiger Woods almost 11-1 this weekend to win the U.S. Open. Is there any value on Tiger, or is it just everyone just bet on him, you think?
I don't think there's great value. I think Tiger is much like the Yankees in baseball or the Cowboys in football, where it's just he has so many fans out there who are betting as much with their heart as their head, and they want to see Tiger win. And, you know, maybe some of those tickets aren't even going to be cashed. They just want to frame a ticket. If you had a $20 ticket for Tiger Woods to win the Masters this year, do you want to cash the 12-1 ticket, or you want that framed and hanging up in your man cave somewhere? You probably want to hang that up and say, hey, look, everyone that walks in, I had Tiger. I picked him that week. That's probably a cooler bit of memorabilia than actually having the money. So I do think there are a lot of people who just bet on Tiger Woods for that reason. They keep the number lower.
We're talking with Jason Sobel, the Action Network. Jason, I wonder, like, I think about Tiger and all his great success, and it always felt like he was like the other golfers may have been intimidated, and the other golfers, when he first started, he was a great golfer and a great athlete, and the other guys weren't. And it seems now that now there's other great athletes in the sport, and that he has changed the sport. But where is his place in the game now? Like, is he buddies with the young guys? Is he buddies with the old guys? Is he not buddies with anybody? Is he a different guy than he was 10 years ago, 15 years ago? Take us inside Tiger a little bit.
All of that. I think he is more personable right now. I know he's more personable, both with fans, with media, with other players. I think that he likes being around these younger guys. I think it sort of keeps him younger. He always talked about when he first got in, playing with guys like Marco Mira and John Cook. Those guys have been on the Champions Tour for 10 years already. So I think it keeps him younger being around those guys. I think I saw him a little while ago going out for a practice round with Jordan Spieth, and he likes hanging out with them. He likes sort of giving them some grief here and there. He likes holding over their head that he's got a lot more major championships than them, and I think he has fun with those guys. So, yeah, it's a different Tiger than we saw for years. I think for a long time, the Tiger that we saw would sort of clock in at 6 a.m., hit a few balls on the range, be the first one out on the golf course for a practice round, get done early, hit a few more balls, and then get out of here, and he would be gone before a lot of the players would even be starting their warm-ups. And now Tiger kind of hangs out the course a little bit more. He sees the guys. He talks a little. He smiles. And it is a different Tiger than we saw 10, 15, 20 years ago.
Jason, we've mentioned, obviously, Tiger. We've mentioned Brooks Koepka, the two-time defending champ. Who's another name we should maybe even a little off the radar that we should keep an eye on this weekend?
I do think it's going to be a really good player who plays well this week. I think that in talking about the weather as we were before, if you're looking for a gritty type guy, the guy that kind of fits that profile for, you know, colder weather, tough condition type guy, look at Shane Lowry, who was runner-up last week in Canada. Look at Jim Furyk, who was runner-up at the Players' Championship a couple of months ago. Those are the kind of guys that I think could have a top five, top ten finish. And one guy no one's talking about, he's top 10 in the world recently. He was top five. Bryson DeChambeau grew up not too far away from here. He's won a USGA tournament before, which I think is actually important that guys, certain players tend to play USGA events really well, and Bryson is one of those guys. So I could see Bryson having a really nice week, and I haven't heard anybody talking about him so far.
Jason, we appreciate the time, man. Great insight. Thanks for joining us. Have fun this weekend.
You got it. Thank you.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.